Republican Representative Justin Amash of Michigan is the first in his party to openly call for the president's impeachment. Amash took to Twitter this weekend to share his discontent with the president's conduct after he read the redacted version of the Mueller report. GOP lawmaker wrote that the president engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meets the threshold for impeachment. The president responded today via Twitter, calling Amash a loser and that is only doing this to make a name for himself. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Desiderio, who is a congressional correspondent for Politico. Andrew, thanks very much for joining us. Amash is so far the only Republican who has really come out in this strong term saying that impeachment proceedings should begin. Why do you think he stuck his neck out?
Right. Well, Amash has long had an independent streak in Congress, despite the R next to his name. If anybody on the Republican side of the aisle was going to say what he said yesterday, I think most of us who cover Congress and follow Congress every single day would have said that Justin Amash would probably be the one. But it is significant nonetheless. He is one of the most conservative members of Congress. He has clashed with the president often. He has clashed with House Republican leaders very often. So again, this is no surprise that he would stick his neck out in this way. But I think what will be the big question next is whether there are going to be political repercussions for Representative Amash for what he did, and secondly, whether House Democratic leaders will recalibrate their message on impeachment as well.
Well, let's talk about your first point there. Even the GOP chairwoman has come out with her own tweets calling this kind of a sad thing to see, him parroting what she says are the Democrats' talking points. How badly could this affect his future in the party, as in Congress as well as the party?
So in that statement you referenced, the Republican National Committee chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, noted that folks in Representative Amash's district strongly support this president, but she did not take the extra step of endorsing the idea of a Republican primary challenger to Congressman Amash. I think that's yet to be seen, and I think it will largely depend on whether Congressman Amash sticks his neck out even further on this issue and becomes more vocal than he has become about it. That could certainly change the calculus for the national Republican apparatus heading into 2020.
You know, one of the things that Amash said is that he doesn't believe that very many members of Congress have actually read the report. He said he read all 448 pages of it. Do you think that's true? Do you think most congressional representatives haven't even looked at it?
I think there's probably a disparity among Democrats versus Republicans, right? Whenever I talk to a House Democrat, they always mention they like to mention that they have read the full Mueller report and they've come away with their principal conclusions based on that. I think it's true that fewer Republicans have probably read the Mueller report, because something that Justin Amash actually mentioned in his Twitter thread yesterday was that many within his own party and on the Democratic side, frankly, came to a conclusion on the issue just within hours of the release of the Mueller report, right? So the suggestion by Congressman Amash was essentially that extreme partisanship has led people to sort of jump to conclusions based on what's politically expedient. And what he was trying to say was, hey, look, you know, I read the full thing. I took my time to digest everything. We are, you know, however many weeks since it's been more than a month, I guess, since the Mueller report has come out. And here are my conclusions.
Do you think that if they did read the full report, we could see more Republicans joining Amash?
Honestly, I think it's unlikely at this point. You know, as I mentioned before, if anyone was going to stick their neck out in this way, it was going to be Justin Amash. Most Republicans are already on the record stating that, you know, we have to move on from this, essentially saying that, you know, there's no further investigation warranted and that we should get on with the business of the country, and that Democrats should work with President Trump on actual legislations, and that Democrats should drop all of their investigations. So I think it's very unlikely that more Republicans come out. That is, of course, unless another shoe drops in terms of the evidence that might come out throughout the course of what we saw in this investigation, and, you know, whether, for example, former White House counsel Don McGahn testifies this coming Tuesday, whether special counsel Mueller himself ends up testifying. That could change the game a little bit, but as of right now, I don't see anyone other than Justin Amash coming out in this fashion.
All right, Andrew, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Andrew Desiderio is a congressional correspondent for Politico.